First of all, on behalf of the organizing committee, which is was formed by the present director of the IPC, Luis Blancafort, Dr. Jordi Poitier, Dr. Pedro Salvador, and myself, we want to thank all people that has helped for during the organization of this seminar. First, let me thank Miquel Brand, Jordi Poitier, and Silvia Simón because they take care of the dissemination of the seminar. Also, they take care of recording all the conference, and this will be put in the records of the university and, well, for future use, I don't know, maybe for historical use could be in the future. Yeah, then I want also to thank Mrs. Carmen Lopez. She helps a lot in all administrative things and preparing excursions, dinner, lunches, everything. And okay, and well, she's the only one that she will have to continue working with the seminar because there are many things that has to be justified, some financial support that we have inside and has to be justified in the next days. I want also to thank Danny Masson, who was in charge of all, let's say, computers, projector, and all these things, and he solved the problems quite efficiently. So thank you, Danny. Also, Mark Garcia and Veronica Postils assisted us during the seminars, and I thank you. I thank them very much. They did an excellent job. And last, but not least, the younger members of the IPC, who also were very helpful during the talks. So I have to say to all of you, thank you. We are very grateful to all of you, to all the speakers, for the excellent talks you have delivered during these days. They have been very inspiring conference and interesting discussions during the seminar. So I want to mention here, for instance, those talks that discuss about how to find DFT-based approximations to exact solutions. And well, in this case, we have seen very often the hydrogen molecule used as a model in all different gases in the ground, inside the stage, united hydrogen molecule everywhere. So as Professor Erjan Barents said yesterday, hydrogen seems to be very popular in this conference, and indeed it has been. And also, the harmonium atoms have been quite often analyzed during this conference, and they look very promising future systems as benchmark for new DFT methods. We have seen also a number of new functionals that perform quite well, that improve current functionals, and that maybe, they may lead the race for better functionals in the near future. On the other hand, we have had also several talks on the approximations that are needed to deal with large molecule aggregates. It was very interesting talks about quantum dots, photosynthetic proteins, DNA proteins, complexes. And we have seen that in order to deal with these systems, it's very important to take into account the dispersion corrections in a convenient and accurate manner. So then we have had also several conferences on how to obtain accurate excitation energies in the framework of time-dependent DFT and the problems associated with these charge transfer transitions. And related to these excitation energies, we have also seen the difficulties that appear when electronic excited states of F metals species have to be computed. Also the role of the so-called conceptual DFT to provide chemical reactivity indicators has been analyzed during the seminar, and in particular the dual descriptor has been analyzed by several speakers. Then the problem of partitioning the space seems also to be very important to get good atomic charges, analyze the delocalization indices, the Domain-Abelard-Fermi holes, also a very popular tool for bonding analysis in this seminar, and local scheme. So this problem of partitioning the space is probably a very important one. I would say that it's not fully clarified and probably deserves more attention in the future. Finally, we have some talks related to the analysis of the chemical bond and aromaticity, the two previous topics of the Girona seminars, the two previous Girona seminars, and we have seen or we have heard about this hypervalent or hypercoordinated carbon species, and also carbons, silanons, related species, very nice stuff. And also, I would say that this postmodern definition by Professor Peter Hill this afternoon has been fascinating. So, in as a whole, I would say that I find all these talks very inspiring, and I'm sure that all of you have got during these days many ideas to develop in the next years. So, probably using the words of Professor Andreas Sabin this morning, I would say that although we are not yet in paradise, we are approaching to it. So we really hope that you have enjoyed this seminar as we did. Let me so just finishing with two last announcements. First, if you want, you can go to our website, and we have many photos and videos of the conference. I think you can enjoy them. And second, I have not talked with the director of DICUSI, but I think he will for sure agree that we will organize the next general seminar in 2012 in July, probably the first week of July. It's something that we have to discuss, and we don't know yet the topic that will be covered by this seminar, but anyway, for sure it will be something interesting, and I hope you can join us in this 10 Girona seminar. So thank you very much.